You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is the best of Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, the best of Rockwired Radio Profiles highlights Danielle Bloom and her CD, Meet Me in the Middle. Stick around for more. The best of Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of the Best of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and this is our chance to shine that ever-loving light on an artist who has brought that little extra something to Rockwired.com. Today, we're giving it up for the Nashville rock siren Danielle Bloom and her electrifying CD, Meet Me in the Middle. Back in March of this year, Rockwired had a chance to interview the vivacious young performer, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD, Meet Me in the Middle, here is Danielle Bloom with I Give Up.
I'm wasting my time here without you, trying to go my own way. I'm seeing like a perception, it's taking me further away.
From her debut CD, Meet Me in the Middle, that was Danielle Bloom with I Give Up. Visit Danielle at her official website, www.daniellebloom.com. Rockwired spoke with Danielle about her new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a great CD that you have out right now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it's behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
You know, I am really, really happy with it. I had so much fun making it. It actually took a few years of the writing process and getting it all together. I mean, you know, the music business is pretty brutal, you know, and when you're doing it on your own, it gets to be really hard, but it's a lot of work, but it pays off, and this did. I was so happy after I heard all the mixes. Casey Wood, who produced my record, he gave me a mix, and I drove around for a few days and just listened to it, and I was like, oh, man, I'm so happy. I mean, I think anyway.
And describe working with Casey. How did you come across him and all that?
You know, I wrote with a few different people, including one with my brother, and then also a friend of mine named Shane Lamb, who is a singer-songwriter, artist himself. He is a brilliant guy. He actually hooked me up with Casey. Casey produced his as well, and he said you really should check him out. He's great. He has a studio. He actually bought a house and turned it into a studio called The Insanery. So that was perfect for me, the name. I was like, yes, that is my kind of studio. But he's a great guy. We had so much fun. You know, he was so patient with me when I was doing my vocals, because I'm kind of a perfectionist. I'm always like, wait, let me do that over. Great.
And have there been any reactions to the album that have surprised you?
Now, do you mean good or bad?
Good or bad, I don't, you know. Since this is like your first interview with us ever, why don't we just stick with the good?
Well, they're all good, okay? You know, I have been so humbled at the reaction from everybody. You know, radio, magazines, friends, fans. I've just been so humbled. There's just been a lot of great things written about it, and what they've had to say has just been so great, and I am floored, and I am happy and so excited.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
I actually started in church. My dad was a pastor all growing up, and so my roots go back to gospel music.
And how do you go from that to the rock and roll that you're doing now? I mean,
you're now.
We weren't going to be quiet forever.
Oh, man, I know. You know, I love singing all kinds of music, everything really, but rock and roll was in my DNA, you know? I just couldn't get away from it. And
just not your dad's.
Right. Well, you know what? Actually, he's fine with it. Like, he loves it. He completely supports me.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. It's not like Footloose or anything. Well, they were dancers. Never mind.
I know. I wasn't allowed to dance either. It was crazy.
That's weird.
I really wasn't allowed to listen. You know, I would turn away and go listen to Janis Joplin. And, you know, those other great people, Rolling Stones and such. And you shouldn't listen to this. What? I have to. But it all worked out in the end. Here I am today.
I see. And are you...
Out.
Gotcha. And are you from Nashville, or is it...
You know what? I am not. Originally, I am from North Dakota. Don't be jealous.
Don't worry. I got family in South Dakota.
Yeah.
No big difference, I assure you.
No. So, we ended up moving to Florida, and so I kind of call Daytona my home, really.
I see. And what brought you to Nashville? I mean, music, obviously, I'm assuming.
Of course. Well... You know, I lived here a time before, and I did want to move to New York or LA, but you know how expensive that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I already had, like, some friends here, and, you know, kind of like a family base, so I was like, I'm going to move here.
I see. And, I mean, a lot of the other people that I've interviewed from Nashville are these rockers that have, you know, jobs in during the day in this huge country machine. Is that your case as well? Or
Well, haven't quit my day job.
Gotcha.
But I'm actually a personal trainer as well, and I'm a fitness instructor. That's my second passion besides music.
You see.
I'm actually also working on a fitness rock and roll DVD.
Visit Danielle at her official website, www.daniellebloom.com. From her CD, Meet Me in the Middle, here is Danielle Bloom once again with Tell Me Why. Exclusively at rockwire.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwire.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado to spare. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise.
Truth is buried alive underneath this. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Nashville-based rocker Danielle Bloom and her debut CD, Meet Me in the Middle. Rockwired spoke with Danielle regarding her new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went. And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How does that work?
For me, it kind of varies. Sometimes I'll come up, you know, I'm woken up in the middle of the night with like an idea of a melody and a song idea, Other times, a guitarist will give me some music that they've done, and I write the lyrics and melody from that. But, you know, I write from my heart and soul. I write from what I've been through and my experiences. That's what motivates me.
And with that being said, what songs off the album resonate for you the most and why?
Oh, gosh. I mean, every one of them, really. Let's see here.
Let's
see.
Here we go. No,
I'm kidding. Okay, I love Tell Me Why. That was kind of originated from, obviously, a past experience of a guy, of course, you know, trying to tell you everything you want to hear to get something from you, but that's just, I don't know, a lot of the girls seem to resonate with that song as well, and they're always putting it up on their MySpace or, you know, wherever, taking the lyrics with them, putting in their iPod, playing it for people as a ringtone and such.
I said songs. Is there another one?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, there's another one called Black White, and I wrote that. Obviously, I had mentioned that I grew up in church. It was kind of hard because it was almost like I lived in a glass house, and everyone just expected me to be perfect because my dad was a pastor, and, you know, as you know, perfection is just a feat that no one will ever accomplish in life. And, you know, I wrote that song. The chorus says, are you walking around with that hook in your mouth? You judge me while keeping the secrets in your house. And I basically just wrote that to say, hey, you know, no one's perfect. We're never going to be. We're all going through stuff, and we're all working stuff out. So let's not judge each other.
But if your dad was a pastor at a megachurch, you probably did live in a glass house. No, I'm kidding.
It wasn't like a megachurch. You know? It's the same thing, you know, either or.
Gotcha. And with this album behind you, what do you think is next for you musically?
Well, right now I am, you know, I play out a lot here in Nashville. I'm going to Detroit in a couple weeks, Rock and Roll Motor City. Gonna walk out there, and I'm working on a radio tour. And, of course, you know, just want to conquer the world.
And what songs have live audiences, you know, gravitated more towards in a live set?
Let's see. Tell Me Why. Chain Me. I Give Up. All the more higher energy rock and roll ones.
I see. And how are live shows going?
Live shows are amazing. They're getting wilder every time we play. It's extremely high energy. It's a great time. And anyone listening needs to come out whenever I am in your area or you are here in Nashville. Because you will be very happy and pleased.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I want them to go away just realizing that I'm going to give my all, and I do give my all no matter what the setting, no matter how many people are there. We're going to rock it out no matter what. And just to know that I'm authentic, I'm real, and what you see is what you get with me. And maybe being helped somehow or being able to relate to the song.
Visit Danielle at her official website, www.daniellebloom.com. From her CD, Meet Me in the Middle, here is Danielle Bloom once more with Revolution.
I saw the crowd on Friday, drowning pain way down at the bottom of a well. Ain't no care for your heartbreak. I wanna roll with somebody who can lose himself. Somebody who can lose. They say somebody who does what they say. Come on now.
going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Danielle Bloom for her time and her music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
The mattresses are gray with years. I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind.